Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul and follow us on the blog divaabdul.com. And right now I have the spoiler picks up for next week, so you want to definitely check those out if you're curious what's going on next week with the EGM engagement party. It's got a lot of hits so far, so a lot of people are curious and want to know what's going on. Facebook, Diva Days, and our fan page is Diva Days of Our Lives. On the blog, you can sign up for our e-newsletter, which basically just sends you one email with all the links to all the blog posts made that day. Also, on the blog, you can join our Google Plus page, and you can if you have a Gmail account, you could follow the blog that way. And here on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us here. And also on iTunes, make sure you subscribe to our iTunes page, so that way our shows automatically download into your iTunes account. So tonight we have a full boat. We have Miss Anna here.
Hello.
And we have Miss Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, it's so nice having all three of us back. It seems like it's been forever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah. Yeah, it's been a busy fall, and I've been sick. I'm still kind of sick, but I'm hoping maybe like when we get a frost, I'll feel better. I'm not sure if I'm having a virus or really, 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 really bad allergies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, oh my gosh. I'm like,
fine. The bummer of fall. Pretty, but you feel like crap.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's 70 degrees. It's sunshine. But, you know, it's ragweed season. And that's kind of the thing. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Like last week I couldn't stay awake. That was my problem. I would just get really sick and pass out. So that's always fun. Follow our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter. And they're super awesome. We love them. And just a heads up, we can't tell you why, but I think everybody should follow at KVSoul365, our friend Kenneth. And when we're allowed, we will tell you why. But Anna, Marianne, and I, we've already dubbed ourselves to be the official Kenneth fan club presidents. So
yes.
We just wanted to clear that in advance.
That's right.
Because there's going to be a lot of people jumping on Kenneth's bandwagon soon. So just to tip you guys off, you should follow Kenneth. We just adore him, and we wish him the best with his adventures right now. So... and we can't wait to hear from him so he can officially tell everybody what he's up to. But it's big. It's very, very big. So we love Kenneth and we love hearing from him.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. Definitely.
Yeah, but mom's the word.
Speaking of Kenneth, I'm really missing Vargas right now. I need Vargas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking they're going to bring him back. You know,
they need to, because it's just not the same without Vargas. He can be stirring up so much trouble. Ugh, I just love him. Ugh, man. Let's hope they get wise and bring him back at some point, because he's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't even mention him anymore, or nothing.
I know.
Yeah.
It's sad, because he made such an impact on the show. I know they cycle through different stories and stuff, so maybe they'll be cycling back through and, you know, like they'll be finishing up a couple of stories that are going right now and they'll be able to, you know, bring him back because he's just such a valuable part of the team.
Someone tweeted it's Valentine's Day in Salem.
That's true.
So they're
5 months apart ahead. It's crazy.
They're in February. Yeah, they're
so
taping
so
for February now.
So it sucks because if a pairing isn't working, like Danifer or Koff, Rafe and Jordan or whatever, we're still stuck with them for months before the show can make any adjustments because it's like they've already put 5 months in the can before the audience ever sees it.
That storyline, that is just a snooze fest with those
two. Oh, my gosh.
Even poor Kate. I feel bad for Kate having to be stuck in with them because it's, like, awkward and boring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, did you notice? I mean, I know we're jumping right into this, but what the heck. On Friday's show, like Kate and Rafe had the sweetest scenes, and they were holding hands, and they just had this really sweet scene. And I was tweeting about it, but it was like, you know, she was kind of joking about how, you know, she was trying to encourage him that, you know, when she had cancer, she had to relax and rest. She went to Ibiza. I remember that. I thought it was interesting that they picked Ibiza. Anyway, she went to rest and everything, and she said, you know, I hated doing it. You know, I like to work like 24/7, but, you know, I had to take time for my body to heal. And she said, just like you, even though you don't want to be down all the time, you don't want to rest, you've got to take time to allow your body to heal. And so she was trying to give him that advice. Anyway, so they're talking, and she said, and just think, if I hadn't lived, I wouldn't be able to bring all the joy that I've brought to everyone since, or something. She was kind of, she's being really sarcastic. And he said, well, you've brought me joy, a lot of joy. And he said, you know, and I didn't even see it coming. And I was just like, wow, they're so cute. It was such a sweet scene. And so the writers are giving us these little gems, just interspersed between this other BS of this new character. And, you know, I mean, I'm all for having angst for my couple and everything, but this isn't even good angst. This isn't even, like, a challenge. It's like, I mean, I hate nothing against the actress, but this Jordan is just, I mean, I know they're deliberately downplaying the personality right now and everything, I'm sure, but it's just, she just falls flat. And, like, here they have this cute scene, and then the minute Jordan walks in, I'm not kidding you, didn't you guys feel like the air just came out of the room?
It was, like, awkward. I know Jan had been saying that, too. I had been talking to Jan, and she was saying about how it was kind of like an awkward, with them, the whole hospital scene there with the three. It was kind of awkward. Yeah, like,
And NBC tweeted something about it being awkward, too. It's just weird. It's like, you know, but they're trying to make Jordan the rooting part of it instead of Kate, and it's not working because so many people surprisingly enjoyed Ray, you know, and so they bring this other character in that isn't even interesting, and they're forcing Ray to act like he's intrigued by her, and I'm just like, we don't even care. Why? I mean, I want challenges for my couple just because it'd be boring if they had no bumps in the road or anything, but at the same time, this isn't a good one. I don't know. I'm just not enjoying it at all. Ugh. So, yeah. So you guys felt the same way about it then?
Well, it's not much competition for Kate, really.
No. I mean, and Chrishell Strauss is a pretty girl. I mean, she's a very pretty girl, and there's nothing wrong. I mean, it's just this character, and it's not the glasses. It's not the, you know.
Why are they doing
thing?
The whole Chloe route again? You know, the ugly dog.
Yeah, well,
you know, it's the same
DH,
like DH with Sabrina.
On GH it worked because the girl had a sidekick with Felix that was funny, and they had a lot of personality.
Oh, she was a good person. She was a good character, though, Sabrina.
Yeah,
she was
it's not working the same with
she
you.
She had some,
I don't know.
She had a personality or something.
The spoilers are saying that Kate's going to look into her past, so I guess maybe that'll make it more interesting. I don't know, but I just... Mm-hmm. Right now, it's just awful, and there's just no spark between the two of them, and even if they're trying to downplay that initially, you can't deny it. When it's there, like when Kate and Rafe, the very first night when they first were out drinking and, like, ran into each other and all, it was there from that moment, and you could just see it. And with these two, Jordan and Rafe, it's just not there. It's just, there's no spark. There's no nothing. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, you guys are seeing the same thing, it sounds like. Carrie, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Carrie, did you hear yourself?
No, I didn't. I was chatting in the chat room with the girls.
Oh.
No, even Sammy doesn't like Jordan. Jordan really pissed me off. I thought, she acts like she's all professional, but she's not. Like when Rafe's wheeling himself around the square, and you know Kate's thrilled for him that he's using his arms and all that, and Jordan's like, "Oh, well, that's really good. You know, you're gonna need your arm strength in case things don't work out." It's like, you bitch.
Yeah, it's a buzzkill. It's like, okay. Yeah.
I said, "Oh wow, Debbie Downer."
That's my queen. I called her Debbie Downer.
Oh, that's
cute. But she's supposed to be like his therapist and be encouraging.
His coach, supposedly.
And she did apologize for it, but still, it was kind of weird.
Socially awkward, and it doesn't. I mean, like on GH, that the whole socially awkward thing works with like Spinelli, because he's like this genius, but he's socially awkward. But this character is just a weird mix. I can't really figure it out, nor do I really want to. I think that's part of the problem. But anyway. So, you know, of course, so that means because they're not going to work, that means we're going to be stuck with them for several months. So, So it was terribly awkward at the when they crashed the engagement party.
They didn't know that was going on. You know, that was the whole town
know that they
were having a party there at the club? Come on. I didn't know.
And plus, what is up with Sammy inviting her dad the day of the party? I mean, like, oh, yeah, I really, really want you to go, Daddy, to this party tonight. It's like, okay, maybe it would have been nice for you to give a little advance notice, too.
That's why Roman wasn't there, because he's PO'd, because he doesn't want me.
Yeah.
How many times has she been in there? You think he'd be, like, used to it by now? This is Sammy, you know.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't have enough, you know. I guess it wasn't what, you know. Roman's been on too much. We can't have him at the engagement.
He's been on more than an hour a month.
He's been on more.
He's
had his quota for the week. He can't come to the engagement party.
Exactly.
You know, weren't you assuming they were going to have a K-Man scene during that episode?
Kate and Roman are in the hospital the same time. You're talking about that at the hospital?
Kate was in Roman's room.
Like both in the same vicinity, and they didn't even have a scene. That was weird.
And they didn't have them together. Yeah.
Like, poor Roman's in a bubble. He's like a bubble boy. He only gets...
It's like they purposely keep them apart.
They just don't
want to go there anymore.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I can understand that maybe, but I just don't get why they won't at least let him have a scene. I mean, heck, if nothing else, that sends a, you know, tosses a bone to all the Cayman fans. I mean, you know, and Lauren and Ray... Lauren and Josh always do those things so well, you know. Even if it's just in passing, they always put something out there for the fans, you know. So they're always really sweet together. So, yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't at least – you're right. That's a good point. Why didn't they at least give them a scene? Weird.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't – you know, it would take them – just give us 30 seconds of a K-Man scene.
They could have just bumped into each other, even, you know, come in and out of Rafe's room or something. I mean, that was so obvious. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, just have them. Well, I guess they didn't want them talking because then Roman would say,
that's true. I guess.
Yeah, because about the party. Yeah, I guess that was the reason. But still, they were. They were feet from each other.
That's weird. And it wouldn't be like Sammy have to be the topic of conversation. They do have lives. They could, you know, talk about race or something else. She could have congratulated him for being commissioner again or something. I mean, you know.
Yes. Yes. Roman was in his room. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't take a lot of imagination, people. Come on. Really.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is what for. Poor Kate. Poor Kate's the only thing holding that trio together. And I don't know, I personally feel sorry for Lauren having to be. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's got to be dreadful.
Like, Kate, you can do much better. You know?
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
They need to find somebody for her. Somebody.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know. Vargas. Yeah, there you go.
Vargas would be good. Or I remember a couple of years ago when Bill Horton came back when Alice died.
Yeah, let's just throw
the Halloween scenes too. That was really good. I'd love for them to explore Bill Horton, have him come back. Because, you know, Corday was so set on, oh, we're going to focus on the Hortons and all. Well, hello, there are more Hortons than just Jennifer. I mean, you know, I mean, there's other Hortons in town besides Jennifer. You know, you would
never
know
think
that.
So.
Jennifer
we'd never know biceps. That if you've been watching
you know,
all week.
You know, Jennifer's biceps need a whole, like, certain, you know, whole, like, first name now, you know, Bicep Horton or something. I don't know. But, I mean, it's like there are other Hortons in town besides her. And I just think, wouldn't it be awesome if Bill Horton had to come back to town, Kate runs into, you know, they somehow get together. And then that would give a story for Lucas, too, because they can explore that whole history of, you know, how all that went down and everything. And then, you know, they could, like, reunite. It would be really hot, I think.
Yeah. Speaking of Lucas, anyway. He wasn't at the engagement party. He would have been fun there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he would have.
Just at the party. Oh, yeah, and his snarkiness. And yeah, he'd have been good.
Yeah, I love Lucas. Oh,
yeah.
Love that guy.
I wanted to ask you how you thought the club was for the engagement party. Because Jan had been saying about, like, did it seem like kind of like, what do you think of it, a fancier place for them? You know how, like, it's not like a Chez Rouge or a Penthouse Grill.
Like
it sounded like
what?
Crowded, like small. Like not a place for an engagement party. I don't know.
They've
done much better
at that
place.
I mean, I know they're trying
no,
to have
No, that's what
guests,
I mean. Did you like
really
that set? I don't like the set.
No,
yeah.
I don't think anybody really needs to know, really understands that whole set either.
Yeah,
and
they need like a big social place.
Called what?
Fancy
we
place.
We finally find out it's called Club to be Determined.
Yeah, what is TBD? Okay, that's another question. What does what does that mean?
Isn't
Club
that TBD? Like to be announced, TBA, to be determined.
Oh, to be determined.
Yeah.
Is that what that's
mm-hmm.
Oh, like they couldn't find
out.
A name, and so that's why they called it Club TBD because they couldn't, because they can't figure a name.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I guess that's what that
I wasn't
is.
Thinking along those lines.
I
think
that I was initially
kind of
thinking maybe it was initials of somebody, and I was like, wait, no, TBD. That's
D Demira, and then I'm thinking, well, wait, what's TB? Okay. All right. That explains it then. That's roller. Okay. No, they need some place like really like fancy and elegant, you know, for these. This is EJ, Demira, and Sammy. They should be having a fancy, really fancy.
Yeah.
Thing.
I guess they did it at Chad's because he's his brother, and then he
there was a funny exchange between Sammy and EJ when they were talking and they're kind of getting ready for the party, and they said something about having a party at that place, and Sammy said, yeah, it's we're having our engagement party at a club owned by my son, and EJ says, and my half-brother, she says, and it's being given by my mother and your sister who hate each other, and just the way they kind of were saying that, and she says, yes, our family, it makes the Manson family look like the Waltons.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And then she said the Waltons, and, you know, they have Father Matt.
Father Matt?
Like, Father Matt was Paul, you know, John Walton. Yeah. But the way she said that they were going down, like how the whole family dynamic thing.
Funny.
And that's when she said, you know. So I thought that was funny.
I missed some of the show this week, so I didn't see that. That's cute.
Yeah. No.
Did you like their little scene where they said, I don't like him getting the last word, so now I need to say something.
Oh, at the party, yeah. Like when he made the toast, and she said, well, I'm not going to let him have the last word. And that's when she said how grateful she was to him and how much they'd been through and how much she really loves him and all the sacrifice he made. And she said, he's a real man. EJ's a real man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a real man. And we were talking about this on Twitter. I was saying, he's a real man. Yeah, EJ's got the hair back on his chest. You know, before there for a while. He didn't have any hair on his chest. He has a little bit more now. We could see Sammy was laying all over it, so it was kind of hard to see how exactly how much. laying on top of.
Move over. Come
on, girl. Come on, Sammy. Move away. I want to see that chest. Somebody has this chest hair going on there. So, okay, yeah, EJ.
You know, that maybe, Carrie, that may need to be a new diva feature, Marianne's chest report. Hair off.
Yeah. Not a lot of these younger guys, they don't have any of that chest hair.
Yeah.
You got to bring Tony back and Bo back.
Yeah.
Those guys had hair, have hair on their chest.
They knew how to do chest back then.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I do. I will say I enjoy Brady's chest. I think we got to see it this week. Nice.
Yeah, I'm thinking Brady without the chest. Yeah.
My problem is I don't really like any of the women that are laying on top of it. I just like his chest. I don't really like any of the women that they ever put him with, but other than Nicole.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, they just got to find him a set of brains, that's all.
Something. Poor guy.
Yeah. I just wondering what it's going to be like when he finds out again.
Oh, gosh. Is she setting Nicole up to look? Because I missed some of the shows this week. So is she setting Nicole up to be suspected of doing it?
That's my question. She registered that woman, which was Kristen, I take it, registered as Faye Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So was she setting, is that why she gave that, Kristen gave that name, right?
Probably.
Yeah, I guess in the back of her mind, I guess. Setting Nicole up, and it's working because now he's I think it's leading now towards he's going to think that it was Nicole.
Because they keep making her act guilty. Father Matt told her not to talk about it because it was upsetting to him, to Eric. So she's not talking about it in order to protect
him. That's
why
she's not. But he thinks she's hiding something.
Yeah, he thinks she's evading the truth. So, I mean, ultimately it'll be a good reveal when it finally comes out. But
He's going to accuse her, you know, and they're going to have this big battle, and I'm thinking he's going to come out and accuse her. So,
Yeah.
Hasn't happened yet.
Oh, the drama. I have to say, I'm going to give kudos to the kid who plays JJ because I usually can't stand...
Yes,
story,
I agree.
And I usually fast forward through it.
You did a good
job. But I got to say, on Tuesday's episode, he won me over as far as his acting goes. I thought he did an excellent job with
he played an angry young man really well.
Inexperience. And he had to pull that whole scene off with all of the veterans circled around him. And he pulled it off, in my opinion. But I got to give him kudos for that scene. I think that was certainly for a younger category, could be an Emmy reel. Item for him. Even though I've not been really into the whole JJ storyline, I think when he was lashing out at the police station with everybody surrounding him, I thought, wow, you know, kid, you did a pretty good job there, you know. So anyway,
even when he's smashing everything and just the look on his face and the anger and when he was in the cell and he kept jerking that bed. And just like the anger and stuff, he played that very well.
I have to say, he really did a good job. I was feeling it for him, and I love Jack, and I'm really not happy that they're doing this.
No, they're throwing him under the bus.
They're throwing him under the major bus. But I have to say, for the character, it's been a good thing because it's really shown. It's finally shown JJ's humanity to a degree because up until now. I've questioned whether the kid has a heart or a brain, you know. He's just so, like, evil all the time. I don't know. I just, ugh. And so this week I have to admit that the character turned a corner for me in terms of, not that it excuses the behavior or anything like that, but he was given some material that showed allowed him to show a side of the character that we really hadn't seen yet. And it was pretty powerful, I have to say.
I think he reacted in a way that any son
who
idolized
his dad and found out that
his dad raped somebody, especially
his
aunt.
No less. I mean, his aunt that he loved.
And his aunt, right. It was the right reaction of a kid that age. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, Kayla is their aunt, right? Because Patch is their uncle. Yeah, that's right.
Patch and Jack are brothers. So, yeah. At the time, I don't think she – was she with Steve at the time? When
no.
She had been with Jack, though, because they had been together. Or he,
yeah,
she was his nurse when he had that – I think that's how it all started, that relationship started.
I don't remember all that.
She was his nurse when he had that – whatever – does he had some kind of – didn't he have something?
I looked it up a couple weeks ago. He had Hodgkin's disease. Jack did.
Okay.
And I guess, yeah, and I think Steve thought Jack was terminal, so he kind of pushed Kayla into being with Jack, and Jack and Kayla got married. And I read all this. It's actually at the About Days. So you get about.com and look up their Days stuff. It's said that Jack and Kayla didn't consummate their marriage. Kayla kept putting it off. Jack was campaigning for office, and I guess on election night, a reporter told Jack that Kayla was sleeping with Steve still. So Jack confronted her and said, you know, you're still sleeping with Steve. That's why you're not having sex with me. And she didn't answer, so he took that as a yes, and he raped her. So that's the – and then it said she did press charges, and he pled guilty to a lesser charge. I think he pled guilty to assault and not – sexual assault or battery or whatever. So that's what it said on the About Days of Our Lives site. So that was curious too. I couldn't remember the whole story. It's been 25 some years, so it's hard to remember everything.
Because Kayla blurted it out about having to testify. Or Jennifer had to testify at the trial, or it's because she brought out, and that's how JJ knew where to go look. Kayla, or was that Kayla, or was that?
That was Adrian.
Yeah. Kayla first gave him suspicion when he said that your dad wasn't all, you know, and I would know, yeah, but it was Adrian that said that about the trial.
Yeah.
Those were all good scenes. With Adrian and JJ.
Yeah, it's nice to get to see And I like that they used, I hate that they threw Jack under the bus, but it was kind of nice that they used real history as opposed to some other faux excuse.
Yeah, they didn't make it up.
Like him, like, you know, he always blames everything on Daniel. I'm so sick of that because I can't stand Daniel anyway most of the time, but it's just like, you know, I'm just so sick of it. I just hate it when they make up fake ways for them to be, you know, reasons for them to be upset. So at least this was a legit aspect of the history of the character, and you could truly empathize with the anger that he was feeling in the situation, you know. But not only that he was angry that his idol wasn't really his idol anymore, maybe, but also the fact that his family lied to him, his entire family lied to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and so now he feels like a fool for putting his dad on a pedestal. I mean, I still don't like it because I'm a Jack fan.
Yeah,
but
secrets, you know, when you try to keep, like, even from your things like that, when you try to keep secrets always come out.
Yep.
You watch soap long enough, yeah.
So,
they
so
always
come
out,
credit.
Or a kid will always
their...
five out. I know.
Yeah. The writers, you know, I got to give them credit. The writers did a good job on that, I think, even though I was upset that they were using
Although
Jack,
it's just
you know?
Trying to, because it was just all done to put Daniel in an even much better light, but and to pimp Daniel and Jennifer in the
Yeah, well, yeah.
When it all comes back to that, really. I mean, you can just
that's
see.
True.
That's all.
Ugh.
It does. Yeah. But it was done well, I mean, with using Kayla and Adrian and
I agree. And it was nice because Kayla had something to do for a change instead of just being at the hospital.
Yeah,
and
she had to relive that. And Mary Beth did a good job.
She did a great job.
She did a great job.
It was nice. I was happy that she got some good scenes with that. Because she's underutilized in so many ways, but she just says she's happy to be working and she's happy to get whatever she's got. But you do the best with it that you can, but... you know, given the fact that she's been front burner off of them for years, it's got to be hard, you know, to kind of be sort of just there sometimes. So it's nice when they were able to use her, you know, and use it with history and everything. I thought so. I got to give them credit for that. It was a, you know, I'm not. I decided I was going to give that kid kudos because I thought he really did a good job. And even though I usually bash JJ, but I have to be. I have to call it like I see it. Be fair.
Yeah, I would say I was not a JJ fan. I don't know if I still, but he, yeah, I think he did a good job that way. What he did.
And did Abigail get her hair cut? Did I see that at the end of the week?
Abigail, it looked like she got her hair cut.
Was just the way it was styled.
I thought it was pulled back, but maybe it was just the way it was styled. But
I think it might have been
shorter.
I think it was pinned under, but her hair, I'm not sure though.
To make it look short.
Because
I saw it from the back, and I didn't see anything hanging down. It looked like it was short, but it could have been pinned up underneath, maybe.
Okay.
I like Nicole's new haircut.
She's cute.
I like that. She really looks
nice. What did you guys think of Caroline at the party?
Oh, she's funny. With Stefano?
And
with
I love
Marlena?
Yeah.
With...
I love
to bite you in the ass.
She's so funny. Yeah. She's just so good.
Yeah, let's keep it with her and Marlena, too, with my, you know, talking about Will and Sonny.
Oh, yeah. Was she saying something about, I remember that smile from when he was in his crib or something.
Marlena said
that. He's smiling now.
Yeah,
I don't think
that's what Carolyn said.
Now.
I don't think they have the same kind of smile.
Yeah.
Marlena goes, you know, Caroline.
That was so cute.
Yeah. Oh, then there was some part with Cameron, and Gabby said to Caroline or something, I didn't know you knew know Cameron. She says, well, yeah, I stuffed money down his pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gabby says, I didn't know you knew each other. And she said, well, yeah, I know him. I stuffed money down his pants. She had some good lines.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And then what she told Stefano, she told him something about, she had a good quote with him, something about kicking the ass at the end. So something something haunts you or something like that. And she says, I hope it comes back to bite you in the ass or something like that. It was funny, whatever she said.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
And she just walked away. He kind of just chuckles at her. Stefano's just around. He's just amused at everything. You know, he's got his power back now, and he's just gloating, of course, and he's just loving it all. salute. He's saluting everybody. I love it. Salute. Everybody. And he brought up Marlena, but my old, he called her his Queen of the Night. And they're, I haven't heard that for a while.
Okay.
Queen of the Night. And I said, that's my old, back in the day when we first started our radio thing.
Uh-huh. That
was
your nickname,
wasn't
it?
That was my nickname, Queen of the Night.
That was funny.
And then Will asking Marlena about John. So I'm kind of like, there's kind of a talk about, is Drake coming back or isn't he? Because he's been on these book tours. He's been on that book tour.
Yeah.
He's been having some, like, foreshadowing tweets or some kind of, you know.
Yeah, they keep mentioning him lately, so they probably,
Mm-hmm. But then Marlena did say, I don't think it's going to work. That was the last thing she told Will. I don't know. I don't know if it's going
to
work. So
kind of hard
I don't
to
know
do
if they're just throwing
countries.
That out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's going to come back or not, I don't know. But,
Drake, you have to be drunk to understand any of his tweets. Because it's always half Drake, half
cryptic.
Yeah, like a third Drake, a third John Black, and a third baseball. And it just gets to the point, like, I don't even try to figure out what the hell he's tweeting about because I have no flipping clue.
Mm-hmm.
So,
he tries to be cryptic or whatever, I don't know.
I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
I don't think he does either.
I don't know.
That's goofy.
Yeah. I don't know how that book did you ever hear that book? Did anybody ever buy that? Some kind of about a better living book. I guess that's what the whole book tour was about. I guess that's still going on. Yeah. I don't know where they're at now.
Well, they're gonna have Dave Days, they'll probably have it there too, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, see they didn't do it last year and I thought they had stopped it and then all of a sudden they decided to do it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. cool.
Yeah, it's a
good thing. It's a fun thing. It's nice to see them all together at one place.
Yeah.
Although it's crazy hectic and you don't really get to spend much time, but it's still fun.
Plus, it's fun to meet other days.
I mean, if anybody has a chance to go, they should go because it's when most of them are all there at one time.
Yeah, it's a fun day. It is.
Because usually you go to a fan event, you're going to see maybe 6, 7, maybe at the most when they go to the different cities.
Yeah.
But this way, most of although you're not going to have everyone, because when I went, I did miss, like, Ari wasn't there, Allie Sweeney, and Christian Alfonso.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So some of them, not everyone, but the majority of them are there.
Jeannie, who's in the chat room right now, she said she goes every year and she went to all the Passions events too. So that's really cool. Yeah, so anybody who goes, you know, make sure you tweet us and or Facebook us your pictures and stories and
hear
about it.
It's been a while since I've been there. I went twice.
I wonder if they'll continue them, you know, if they'll even have them. I'm hoping they have a big event, like, for the 50th, if they make it, like 2015 would be the 50th. That would be great.
Yeah.
I'd like to try to go to that. I'm sure they'll have something big, or Day of Days or something. I know GH did.
Yeah.
So that would be nice. Hopefully they'll make it to that.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to talk about the flash drive, the mysterious flash drive this week?
Yeah. Are we getting lost? Yeah. Go ahead if you want to.
Okay, so Marlena and Kristen meet at the club, and Kristen's planning on having Marlena mugged. So she, Kristen leaves the club, and then Marlena gets a call saying she's supposed to receive a package for John Black, and she was outside the club, and the guy takes her purse. Pardon me. And so she's running through the park. Nicole trips him, and the purse contents spill on the floor. And Nicole is kind of screaming, and Marlena's kind of screaming, and the guy takes off. And at first, they don't notice there's a flash drive missing. Kristen and Nicole knows nothing about the flash drive anyway. It's when later, when Marlena and Nicole start talking a little bit at the police station, Mr. Cole called the police, that Marlena kind of is telling Nicole about what the plan was in the first place. Because Marlena kind of figures out that Kristen was trying to get something from her purse, but she can't figure out what it was. So she tells Nicole, well, I was trying to download stuff from her phone, you know, when you guys were fighting. And I had a flash drive, and that's when Nicole said she spotted Kristen with a flash drive. And talking about, you know, talking to herself about the flash drive. And then Marlena tells Nicole that she overheard Kristen saying she slept with somebody over the summer. So then they all figured out that Kristen wants this flash drive, and there's something must be on it, that somehow Marlena must have grabbed Kristen's. So they can't find it. It's in the park. And the mugger's still kind of lying around. He's looking for it. But the cops are around, and then somehow Parker gets it, which is funny.
It's like Sierra, although it was the envelope, now it's a flash drive. A little kid
has it. Yes. That's why I tweeted Sierra and Johnny would be really upset that Parker's the one who ends up with the flash drive.
And how long will he, well, how long will he have that? You know, how it went to, like, everybody would, you know, till they finally find it. That thing's going to go around for a while, I have a feeling.
I don't think it goes around too far, but I thought I saw a preview that Eric and Daniel are looking at the flash drive, like on a computer.
Oh.
I'm just, like, dying to see what ends up happening with it. I mean, I have to admit, I'm, like, really anxious to see what happens with that.
Yeah, or who actually sees it first.
busted eventually too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean,
Cole
would find it and see it and take it to Eric.
When somebody first puts that in and sees that, that's going to be a
fun.
But
who's going to be the first one to see it?
Yeah. Are they going to put it in, leave the room, and then somebody else walks in and sees it? I mean, you know they're going to tease us with this for weeks. Ugh. But, Carrie, you said it's not going to take that long for it to be revealed?
I don't think it takes too long because I already kind of saw it with Daniel and Eric looking at it. But I don't understand why Daniel would watch it with Eric. I mean, that's kind of odd. And, you know, you find someone's flash drive, you know, lying on the ground.
Well, maybe
you don't
if he sees
it
first
it.
And then he shows it to him.
Maybe. I don't know. That'd be awkward, though.
Yeah, it would be really awkward.
Hey, Father Eric, guess what I found on this flash drive?
I know.
Father Eric.
It's so funny.
That's fair.
All I was going to say is I hope it looks like Kristen in the thing though, so that it doesn't look so that they don't think it's Nicole. I mean,
from behind, maybe with the blonde hair at first, they might think it's Nicole. But there are parts in it, unless she edited it all where she can't see her face.
Yeah.
Because they did edit things, right? So I'm wondering.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, because remember, originally she wanted Marlena to be humiliated and everything because her son,
she wanted everybody to know it
was
her. That's true.
But see, now that she really is going back with Brady and she loves him and he loves her, blah, 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 now she's got all that to lose, so she doesn't want to get caught with it. But, you know, she's so worried about it being found that it must reveal that it's her. Because otherwise, why would she care?
If she had edited it, yeah.
So
why didn't she get rid of it before? You know, she should have.
I know, that's the funny thing. It's like, really?
Dumb.
It's just silly. It's just kind of silly. But, I mean, but I have to admit, I have been, I mean, this has stretched out since, what, May? May's when all this happened.
No, it was July. I think she was with Eric in July. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's still 3 months.
In soap years, that's how many? I don't know. But they were, what was it? Wait, because when they opened, when was it that they opened the school? Was that July? Yeah, I guess that was July. Because I thought it was going to be revealed then.
I don't know.
All running together now.
Yeah, after a while, kind of all runs together.
Let's just hope there's a good payoff for it, because there's nothing worse than having a build-up and then it's no big deal, you know?
Yeah.
I hate that.
But usually when somebody's brought down, it's usually pretty good. Usually, though, when Sammy's brought down, you know, everybody's there.
Uh-huh.
It's usually pretty good, so I don't know if it'll be the same for Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what else happened this week.
Let me think. Nick and Gabby broke up. Yeah, it was Monday. Yeah, Gabby dumped him.
Yeah, Nick's not going to take it too easy.
Obsessed. Oh, and then, of course, Marv shot Chad.
I have a good tweet that somebody tweeted about Rafe and Marge. Her name's Laura. And she said, Marge, I said, Marge, you suck. She said, How about getting revenge by carrying out your husband's task that he died trying to complete by blowing off Rafe's dick?
Oh, no.
When I saw that tweet, I retweeted it. I could not. She says, Marge, you suck. She says, how about getting revenge by carrying out your husband's task that he died trying to complete by blowing off Rafe's dick?
Who said that?
It's somebody. Her
named Laura.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
Somebody that I follow. Yeah, she's
wow.
I think she's a Leanne fan from way back. I was following her.
Oh,
but when
okay.
she said that, more or less, you know, you shot the wrong person.
Oh, okay.
Why didn't you shoot Ray? She's not a Ray fan.
Wow. Okay.
And what she's saying is, if you want to get revenge your
uh-huh.
husband by carrying out what he was,
okay.
while he died
yeah.
trying to complete. Yeah.
Ouch. ouch.
Yeah. I said, oh, I like that.
Oh.
No. Yeah, it's like, why, Chad? I know it was because, well, we have to have a way to get him off the show. But, you know. But she was going after EJ and Sammy, I take it. I think she's probably shot Chad by accident. I don't think she was gunning
uh-huh.
for Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Although they didn't show the end
of it. I'm ready for someone to shoot her. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
She's annoying.
You think she's annoying? She's kind of over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at the beginning she was pretty good, but I'm just sick of her now. I mean, no offense to the actress. I mean, she's been good in the role, but I'm just tired of her holier than thou, her husband was perfect, you know, all that. It was like, oh, really?
Yeah, you wanted to come out so that he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You still didn't believe it.
No. Oh, yeah, I mean.
And then she was going to shoot herself, but.
Yeah.
Decided not to.
Yeah, I don't know. So, this is that's gonna be. I feel sorry for Abby. I guess so. Is Chad actually gonna be killed off then? I guess. I mean, they're shooting it.
Is that the spoiler that's out there? That he's the one that gets shot?
I don't know. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, and it is he just dies right then and there, or is he hanging on
he,
for a while, or?
He's in the hospital. He gets worked on.
Okay. I'm sure Daniel does. Daniel wants to see him naked before he dies, I'm sure.
Oh, but, no.
Dr. Coffin.
Jen's in trouble.
Oh, I was dying the other day. Somebody, I think it was Teresa or one other nurse or somebody said something about, it's a shame Daniel's in surgery or something like that, or he's wearing his scrubs or something. Somebody said, that's his color or something like that. I was cracking up. I'm like, really?
Oh.
Remember because of all those jokes about hospital gowns and nuns'
mm-hmm.
kids' socks and, you know, that's so the women can't get away from him. Nuns' kids. Oh, my gosh. That just kind of brought me back to those days when we used to ask Dr. Dan about all that. So.
How about Teresa and getting that one nurse that she knows and likes to spread gossip, and she bought her a cup of coffee? And was telling her about Daniel. Planning to see that her and
uh-huh.
Daniel were together. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's not my favorite either. I couldn't. You
know, no, I'm just not. I don't think the characters are real. I mean, a real good ad, but you know, nothing against the actress, but. I mean, Shane and Kim are supposedly coming back for a little
while.
Yeah,
when are they coming back? It seems like I heard about that.
Well, I know
a long
Patsy.
Time ago, and
Patsy
I've been waiting for him to come
July.
July. I've still got another month yet, though.
That's not going to air for like January
another month.
Or something. So it's 5 months ahead. So.
I thought it was four. What's it called? Are they five now?
It's five now. It used to be three. Then it was four. Now it's 5 months ahead. Yep. Oh, well, four or five.
Four. Yeah. Because yeah. They said they're February. They said they're on Valentine's Day. So that'd be about four.
Oh, I guess it's four. Yeah. I keep hearing five lately. I don't know where that's coming from. Maybe,
oh, gosh.
Maybe at
that's
certain
ridiculous.
Times it ends up being close to five because they're breaks or something. I don't know.
Hmm. Oh, and at the engagement party? Did you
uh-huh.
notice how many times they mentioned the cake? The cake? Everything was
yeah.
the cake.
Yeah.
I just kind of found that funny. Remembering
yeah.
back to the day there was that one show about Lucas was waiting for a package, and they kept talking about he kept waiting for this package to come, and they kept saying that. This cake was like the center of the, you know, like Harold would talk about the cake, and Tammy said about getting the cake, and Will wanted a piece of cake, and Sunny couldn't wait to get some cake. This cake must be really
real.
I know.
Are the writers on a no-carb diet, and they just got really...
Yes, I wanted to see this cake. I thought maybe this was some spectacular cake or something that they kept talking about. I just thought it was...
That's true,
funny.
Because they were even talking about
he
it
did.
Being delivered, weren't they? Isn't that where Marge
came to the door.
Carol?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Carrie had tweeted it when she was doing her diva tweets. She would say, the first time that Harold actually opened the door, or answered
That's
the door.
True.
Of course.
It is
true. Very
yeah.
true.
In like 20 years, yeah.
That was funny.
Good point.
Was he, you know why he opened the door? Because he freaking had to. Everybody else was gone.
Nobody was gone.
Stephanie
was gone.
He was
pissed about it, too. Like, dang it, I have to open the door now.
Yeah.
How do people even get on the property to get to the front door? That's the part that I always find humorous.
Yeah, how did Marge get there with a gun? And yes, she walked right up to the door. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, they have, like, dogs and security and all this other stuff. It just it's amazing what kind of people end up at their front door.
Yeah, I remember Teo telling me when he was on as Tony DeMiro, and he'd say, like, to the, you know, how are these people coming to the house? You know, where is the security? Like, is his character telling you, like, yeah. And he said that was the one thing, you know, he'd always say, but it's supposed to be the DeMiro, the mansion. It's supposed to be, like, how are these people getting into my house? You know?
Uh-huh.
He said that before. Yeah.
Funny.
Well, they're still doing it. Yeah, still coming in.
Oh. Yeah, well, yeah. It's funny. Some of those little quirks are funny. Well, we haven't seen the outside of the Kiriakis Mansion, I just realized, for a long time now, haven't we? Because a few years ago, they had it on quite a bit, but haven't seen it on the outside in a while. But not that that means anything else.
Yeah. But, seems like Maggie hasn't been on for a while.
Yeah, she hasn't been on as much, but...
No, not as much.
It's mostly meddling, so.
Mm-hmm.
Lately. So. Yeah, it seems like Victor's been with Arlena more than he's been with Maggie lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's teaming up with Marlena.
Yep. Yeah, he's been totally MIA. The whole thing is just kind of, I don't understand the whole Victor, Marlena, Nicole thing. It was just,
I don't get it. Why is Marlena so against Nicole?
She still doesn't trust her, but they should have, they all have a common thing. They can't stand Kristen. And they all like Brady.
I mean,
they all love
wasn't
Brady.
Wasn't even nice to her when she practically tackled the guy who was still in her bag. I mean, she was actually, like, kind of rude to her. I was just like...
And Nicole was giving her, was saying about Marlena, like, giving her, you know, credit for, like, being tough, you know?
Yeah.
Said something to her, like, I forget exactly what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Nicole. Nobody will accept her, as much as she's trying. Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought it was funny when Nicole was interviewing to fill her position. That was
funny.
Oh, that was funny. She saw the pretty girl right away. She's like, nope, that's not going to work.
Yeah, well, that little pretty girl came in.
But why didn't she like
the
old nun, though?
What was
the old nun?
I don't know why she didn't like the ex-nun. That's what you think she wanted there. The old lady.
I guess the bottom line is nobody's going to be good enough for him.
Nobody, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she certainly doesn't want some hot young thing going in there and distracting him. So, that was kind of funny. Yeah.
If anybody's going to remove that collar, it's going to be Nicole and, you know, nobody
better
else.
Better do well. Yeah, I'm mad that Kristen did it without his knowledge, but...
Yeah, Well, yeah, that doesn't count. I think.
No, it doesn't. Rape doesn't count, no.
No. The old drugging thing, you know. But how many times has that happened?
He needs to be decolored. And it's a little wait. You realize he's been on the show now almost a year, or right at a year now.
Wow.
And he and Nicole still haven't done anything. Haven't come together. I swear, I thought that was going to be by within 3 months. I thought they were going to be like hot.
Yeah.
But nope. A year later, still hasn't happened. But well, GH was good this week. We'll get that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I actually watched it in one day instead of days. I taped it. Taped it and watched that instead. I watched days the day after. Yeah, because I had. Yeah, it was really good. The Animask.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be creepy to see a mask of yourself laying there on the desk.
Yeah, and Finola did a. Yeah, she did a great job. I knew it. I figured it out when she, because she was acting different. She just didn't seem like her, just the way she was carrying herself. And kind of behind the things. You know what? That just reminds me of that. It reminds me of Dr. Obrecht. I thought, oh, my God. And then when Faison kissed her and she kissed him back, I'm like, oh, no. That's not Finola. I mean, that's not Anna. That has to be... You know, Dr. O, and then she rips it off, and Faison goes nuts. They're like, well, hey, buddy. I said, oh, she pulled a Faison, you know.
Faison, Faison, remember?
Faison, yeah, Faison, yeah. Faison.
And that guy's
that.
Creepy.
That was so
he
funny
plays,
the
he, yeah, he plays the creepy guy so well.
Oh, he does. He does.
Oh, my gosh. And all the accents were going. And it was so cute when... Olivia has this crush on Robert. Did you see that part? That was really cute.
Oh,
Olivia,
I didn't know that. I didn't know Olivia had a crush on Robert.
Oh, yeah. She calls him Robbie, and she just really likes, you know. And she's saying about, well, Anna got called away because Robert came out of his coma. And she says, oh, and he has such a cute accent. And Duke stands up. He says, well, I have an accent, too.
Oh, that's cute. I haven't seen... I saw Friday.
And you know how we always
talk
about his
yet.
Accent, and oh, we were just all tweeting to him, you know. He says,
I
have an accent too, and we said, oh, yeah. You know. It was
that's
really
cute.
You know, she and he was getting kind of jealous, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And so she kind of hits him upside the head, like, oh, you have nothing to, well, you know, why are you getting jealous? You have nothing to worry about. So it was a cute scene with Olivia.
Oh,
and
I haven't seen hers. I'm actually recording it right now on FootNet because I missed. I thought I would take.
Thursday was actually better than Friday. See, I thought Friday was going to be more of a cliffhanger, and it looks like Monday's even going to be better.
Uh huh. That's what I've heard too.
Mm-hmm. With Robin, and Robin called Patrick.
Oh yeah. I mean, GH knows how to do some cliffhangers. I gotta give them credit. They know how to use their vets too. Yeah.
That's another thing. All the vets were on. That's the best. Uh-huh. You know, Tony Gear. I mean, and him and Tracy are hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Luke, you know, Luke and Tracy.
Yeah.
So those two, Tristan Rogers and Ian and Finola, and all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of the whole show was the older.
Yeah, this is great.
Mm-hmm. Faze needs to take a pit, you know, take a look at that. But
uh-huh.
I don't know. But I enjoy Days too.
Days got some good. I have to say it was better than I thought it was going to be this week. So just hashtag free Kate. Free Kate from this horrible trio. Get her out of there.
Yeah. And when they have, like, these parties, like the engagement party and stuff, when they have all the characters together.
Uh-huh.
That's what they need to do.
Those are fun,
The interaction.
I love it when they interact.
Right. When everybody came and sat at Ray's table, like, Stefano came and talked to him. Sammy came and talked
hilarious.
To him. Kate came and talked to him.
That was funny, too. I'm like, where the heck are Kate... And Jordan, they're glued to either side of him constantly, and suddenly he's just sitting there by himself. Where did they all go, you know?
And they all came and talk to him. Stefano.
Yeah.
And didn't Ray say something about, at least I can still swing the bat? He had a
baseball.
Oh,
my gosh.
I forget what he said about Stefano, and he says, well, at least I can still swing the bat.
Yeah, that was a pretty good line. I was like, oops. that was funny. I wish Rafe had said something about doing his wife. That would have been good. Something about, like, oh, Kate didn't seem to be complaining. You know, or so, oh, that would have been great. I would have loved,
yeah,
it
was,
loved
it was
that.
Yeah, I forget what he said about Stefano. I forget what it was. It was something with baseball, and I could,
yeah,
I would know.
Yeah.
I have to go,
yeah,
back and look.
I was surprised that his little squeeze wasn't there.
Oh, maybe Stefano needs a pinch hitter or something. You know, because Ray could still swing it out. He had a pinch hit for Stefano.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Well, didn't Ray say something like, all my parts are working or something like that? That was funny. That's something about all my parts are working.
Yeah, and then Sammy didn't think that Rafe knew what Stefano tried to do, but she didn't realize that he did know because EJ told him.
Because EJ told him, yeah. Well, Kate,
yeah.
I think Kate did too.
Yeah.
Didn't Kate
face
him?
They flashed back to when he said about EJ said about
yeah.
more or less wanted to put
putting
your junk
in a box.
In a box. Yes.
Funny. I think EJ even used that word, cracked me up.
Yes.
Putting your junk in a box.
Junk in a box. That's the way he said
it. Well, funny if it's in the trunk. No, junk in the trunk. That's funny. Yeah, that was hilarious. So, yeah, crazy stuff in Salem. But, I don't know, I'm pretty much... I can't think of anything else now.
Oh, there was one thing. Eric agrees to marry Kristen and Brady.
Oh, yeah. Yahoo.
Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't have to, you know, do too much planning on that one, because I don't think that wedding is going to happen. But,
yeah, don't spend a lot of time writing the marriage vows.
Or is it going to be interrupted,
yeah.
You know? Like, even Sammy can't have an engagement party without it being interrupted.
I thought
the
it was funny that Brady had that nightmare about not marrying her, warning him not to marry her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, Kristen said she had a confession to make, and then she confessed that she went to a fertility doctor, and he said she still couldn't get pregnant. The thing, though, too, if you remember a few weeks ago, she talked to Daniel, and Daniel referred her to somebody and gave her a card for the fertility doctor, and she left it at the hospital. And I thought Brady picked it up. But I'm not sure.
Somebody
you guys
did.
Remember? Yeah, somebody picked it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody did that.
I don't remember what it was. I don't remember what it was, though, but I do remember that.
So you know she really didn't.
Her.
Yeah. So you know she really didn't go to the fertility doctor. I mean, she basically just made all that crap up. Because you know, then she went. She would have had the card with her, and called and made the appointment and done it. And obviously she didn't. She didn't even have the card in her possession for more than 2 seconds. So that was kind of odd. So. I don't think I have too much more. You guys have anything else?
Yeah,
so basically,
have anything else.
So JJ basically disowns Jennifer and his entire family, and he's in jail.
Including his pricey lawyer. I think that was kind of a stupid move.
He was ripping on Justin, which, I mean, well, Justin's his uncle.
Yeah, I'm like,
so
hey, don't bite the hand that just cracked you out of jail the last time, you idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know who he thinks is going to help him. Yeah.
Well, they all show him that his hearing is this coming week. So, okay. I think we pretty much hit everything I have on my list.
Yep.
So next week should be interesting. We have Chad's supposed to get shot, and then JJ has his hearing. And I guess something that probably happened with the flash drive, so.
Yep, and there's some Kate spoilers, too, so.
Ooh. Oh, did you mention that Jordan was saying to Kate about how Ray needs to channel his anger, and she was going to get all fired. Yeah, she was getting all fired up and angry. It was weird. I wonder if I think Jordan has a screw loose.
Something happened. There's a past.
They're looking into her past and everything. There's something going on there, but, you know. So far, I don't really care what it is. But, you know, maybe it'll be. At least since Kate's doing the investigation, that part will be entertaining to me because of that. But
I like how Kate offered to bring Rafe home and have him do therapy, like, in-home.
And
everything, but,
he's like, I don't want your charity, but she's like, well, the offer's always open. You know, she's trying to help. She's been so devoted to him, and I just hope it comes full circle, and he eventually appreciates what she's done for him. Because right now he's kind of clueless, but, you know, that's all I got.
Thanks, Marianne.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.